Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'd like to find out a little bit about your secured loans.
Sure, sure. Was there a... did you receive a flyer from us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you repeat... there's a 16-digit reservation code on there. Would you be able to repeat that back to me if possible, please?
2411.
Okay.
-3001-0045.
Okay.
0153.
0153. One moment, please. I'll pull up the information that we have on your business. Am I speaking with Kelly?
No.
Okay.
That's my stepdaughter. She don't work there anymore.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Stan Langston.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
Good.
My name is Zach, by the way.
All right.
And Stan, are you the owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And one last thing, we got a new phone system about 2 weeks ago. We've experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. If God forbid the call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
575-993-6926.
6926, great. I appreciate that. I had a couple dropped calls the past couple days, and it's... makes things tough. So this is Dealers Towing, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and just want to confirm, we have your billing address is P.O. Box 1970, Melissa Park in New Mexico?
Melissa Park, yes.
Okay, is there an actual physical location for the business as well?
Yes, but I don't get mail here. It's right on the frontage road on the freeway.
Okay. And then lastly, Stan...
Do you want that address?
Yes, please, if possible.
22200 Stern.
Stern, got it. And that is in Melissa Park as well?
No, it's... I'm about a half a mile off the... in New Mexico. I'm right on the state line between New Mexico and Texas.
Okay.
We work both states.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And then lastly, the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC?
I'm an LLC, and I'm the only, I'm 100%.
100% owner. Perfect. So, yes, what you received was an offer for funding. I know that you're looking for a secured loan. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs that could point you in the right direction and see if we can find something that could be a good fit and help your business out.
I've got an older truck that I want to put an underlift wrecker attachment on.
Okay. And how much would something like...
It's a 1999 Pete, the truck. It's got a fresh motor. And we have no smog in New Mexico or Texas that I have to deal with.
Okay.
The piece of equipment is a Zach lift, and it's $29,200, I think.
$29,200. Okay.
And
was there any other equipment that you would require as well?
No, that's... all I'm looking for, just that one piece.
Okay, and this will actually allow you to do more jobs and bring in more income?
Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent.
Right.
Perfect.
Now, I've got light-duty wreckers and real big, you know, the big 3 and 4 axle wreckers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little single axle, and I need it to get in and out of, like pulling the Hertzton dead ski trucks.
Okay.
Sometimes they're the 2-ton trucks.
Gotcha. Now, this piece of equipment, is this going to be new or used? Or?
It's brand new.
New. Okay. Okay, excellent. So let me tell you a little bit about our secured loans. They're similar, very similar to your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 years in length, just a monthly payment. There is no down payment required. Typically, we just ask for a first month's payment, sometimes a last. And again, you know, they are secured loans. We just would need to look at you know, a little bit of information on your side, you know, time in business, you know, personal credit and cash flow for the business, to see what we can make available for you. I just have a couple of quick qualifying questions. You know, what did the business do in sales last year? Do you know about ballpark, like your gross annual sales?
My wife died a couple of 2 years ago, and I didn't work.
Okay.
And I let my son and my stepdaughter, Kelly, they run it, and it went downhill quite a ways. We're coming back up. And
okay.
We used to do 50,000 a month or better.
Okay, so better.
We were down to around 32, 34, and I'm back up to around 40 again. I'd like to.
Okay, so right around close to about 500,000 a year, then a good guesstimation?
Yeah.
Okay.
About a half million.
Okay, excellent. You know, that's definitely in the range of, you know, it looks like we could. That's enough cash flow to definitely fund this new piece of equipment. Now, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, is it above average, you know, middle of the road, well, maybe a little bit below average?
I bailed all the stuff they didn't pay out, and I went from real good credit. I spent about $100,000 cash getting everything back damn near normal.
Okay. So are you above?
I had a small tax lien, and they didn't pay tax. The 941s, they didn't pay them for a year and a half. And
oh, no.
I paid that off. It's gone now, so.
Okay. Would you say that your credit, would you think that it's above 600?
It was like 6.5. It used to be 9 or 10.
Okay. The reason I ask is this. If it's below 600, it would really pose a challenge for us for equipment financing.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I asked. So it sounds like that you would be okay there. I know at 6.5. And then lastly, how quickly were you looking to bring on this item? Is it, you know, you need it now, or are you just kind of shopping around preliminary stages?
No, I'd like to get it mounted.
Okay, let's. It's a very simple process then. We have a one-page application, and again, we need to look at 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of the most recent tax return just to verify sales for the business. And then do you already have a quote on the lift that you're looking at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we would need to take a look at that quote, and we can once I receive those items, I can package for underwriting, and we can have feedback for you in typically about 24 hours. What would be a good email address for you so I could send you out you know, a list of the items that we would require?
DealersTowing@yahoo.com, all small letter.
Okay. Dealers Towing, you said?
DealersTowing@yahoo.com.
Okay. Great. I will put that together for you. And Stan, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have, you know, any further questions for me at this point?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. And so that lift was the only other item. No operational capital or anything else is necessary at this time?
I didn't hear you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So besides the lift, were you looking for anything else, any sort of operational capital for the business or anything of that nature, or just that lift?
No, just the underlift. That'd be it.
Okay. I will put the email together for you then. I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. Would you like me to give you a couple days to gather that information and maybe follow up with you on Thursday? Would that be a good time? Or
I'll be in Phoenix. I'll be back on Monday. I've got to go see. I took for Swift Transportation for like 40 years.
Okay. So, to give you about a week then?
I've got to go see them. Yes, sir.
Okay. No problem. So, I can follow up with you Monday or Tuesday of next week, whichever is better for you.
Either day would be fine.
Okay. In the meantime, keep your eyes peeled. I'm going to send that email out to you. And then my direct dial will be on there as well. So if you do have any questions, you know, gathering that information, you can always call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Stan, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, and I look forward to assisting your business.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.